Do you know that you have 7 seconds to make a first impression, and what you wear says everything about who you are? I'm Cheryl Pederuti, and I can outfit you with a personal wardrobe that is not going to break the bank. The perfect clothes build character, and the character they build goes by your name, not some fancy designers you can't pronounce. No one should wear what everyone else is wearing, because at every turn, the only one you should wear is you. Call me at 401-241-4111 to set up your free consultation.
This is the Retirement Factory with the team from Euclid Financial Services. Your host is Josh Wells, along with Mikey O. O'Sullivan, Jason the Republican Wells, and Manny the Money Man Resendiz. Euclid is the go-to retirement team for all the major United companies and their unions in the Northeast, as well as many of the Fortune 500 companies, along with federal employees that deal with OPM. They've been featured in the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Newsweek, and have appeared on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox. Euclid Financial Services specializes in getting baby boomers to and through retirement. At Euclid, clients enjoy their lives instead of worrying about their money. And now, it's time for The Retirement Factory.
You are listening to Retirement Factory. We have a fun show for you. It's one of my favorite topics. We are talking about post-retirees, people that have already retired. Now, we have the entire team here today. We have Mikey O with us.
I'm excited.
Jason the Republican.
How are we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Now, when you talk about post-retirement, a lot of people get this all turned around. These are people that have been retired. They were actually all retired. They have already made the decision, I'm going to stop going to work every day. And sometimes that's by their choice. Sometimes that was by their employer's choice. Sometimes
surprise
it
retirement.
Just happened to be in the way life works. So some of these people are having great retirements. Some of these people aren't. Who we're focused on today are the people that need a little bit of tweaking to get back on the track of a great retirement. So a couple things that come through here. If you retired early and you weren't quite ready for that, well, there's a good chance that you what we call your retirement life cycle, right? Your go-go years, your slow-go years, and your no-go years might not be in line with what you're trying to do. So maybe you didn't have enough bucket list. Maybe you didn't have enough thought process on what I'm going to do once I retire, because you walked in and then, surprise, you were no longer there the next day, or you were escorted from the building with less than, well, fun times. You left your best boss coffee mug behind. So the idea is this. We also have to talk about cash flow. Maybe you were saving up and saving up and saving up, and then something happened. The roof blew off. The kids needed money. Something happened and screwed up your cash flow. We had less than valid cash flow. We also have to talk about things like bucket list. Did you get all your travel in? Did you travel too much? Did you overspend on your budgets? Did you do something? These kind of ideas are big problems. Or was your income just not guaranteed and the stock market did not recover fast enough for you? Or maybe the interest rates never bounced back and your broker said, hey, the interest rates are coming back. Just stay in there, Billy, and we'll make this happen. And it never did. These are the conversations that we have to have today.
Josh, I love where we're going with this show. Retirees, post-retirees start getting off the rails in the go-go years, obviously, because that's where it starts to happen. It's a golden age of retirement, and all of a sudden they just get lost in one of the tracks that they're going on, and all of a sudden everything starts going downhill for them.
Hey Jay, I love that you brought that up. Where I see people get off track is cash flow. They start talking about they don't have their three worlds of money lined up correctly. So when life gets in the way, it becomes more difficult for them to maneuver around it. Now, these are all good topics that we're talking about focused on post-retirement and how they affect you. The best way to learn more about them is to go to our website at euclidfs.com. That's EUCLID. F as in financial, S as in service.com.
Well, I don't think you guys are off track about what I'm trying to have a conversation with in the actual show here, but I think bucket list, if you're getting ready, I think it's the pre-retirement that sets for a post-retirement. So once you're actually in the retirement and you're offline, I think we got to re-examine just a little bit where we were.
Josh, I'm with you. The pre-retirement, your pre-retirement game plan or your pre-retirement activities will set up what your post-retirement is going to look like.
100%, 100%.
If you want to have a great post-retirement, you need to start doing this sooner. And which reminds me actually of a story we talked about a little bit in the pre-show that I wanted to talk about, where as retirement planners, and we've been doing this all over 15 years each, we see this type of stuff all the time. And it takes a lot of planning, like I was saying, a lot of thought to make your golden years golden. And it was right after one of my lunch and learns where I met Adam. And he's the type of guy that finds it difficult to reach out for help. But for whatever reason, that day he did. And I remember when we sat down and we talked about how guarded he was. And he was almost embarrassed in a way to show me his statements, real kind of skittish. And now Adam was in a really good position to retire asset-wise. He just wasn't set for distribution, and he said to me his biggest concern was running out of money. You could see how real this was for him. You know, his body language was screaming fear. He wasn't touching his coffee, almost hesitate when he showed me the paperwork. Trying to handle on his entire situation, it was clear to me what the answer was. We reorganized his assets so he was using all three worlds of money effectively and for the right reasons. We used his banks for liquid cash. We used his Wall Street money for inflation protection. And we had income-producing accounts that satisfied his budget, but also guaranteed he would never run out of money. Now, when I hear from him, it's always lighthearted and stress-free, and every retiree has the ability to enjoy retirement, to understand and work a retirement income plan. Call us today at Euclid Financial Services. We're building income plans every day and are making retirements way better. That phone number is 401-727-2727. We're right here in East Providence. Again, that phone number is 401-727-2727.
I absolutely love that. He listened, he had a plan, and he's getting to the idea of what a retirement really should be.
Yeah, I mean, he's in that motion. He was in the motion. He was uncomfortable and reaching out and asking for help, but he got himself to do it, and now he credits his retirement to that decision to actually reach out for help and understand what he was facing, and now he's living it now. We're giving away 5 financial stress tests today. We have a great read here. It's going to make your retirement much, much better. Give us a call today at 401-727-2727. These tests will show you how much of your gains are coming to you and how much are going to other fees and expenses. They're going to save you thousands of dollars. Get yours today, 401-727-2727.
Yeah, it's if you get your stress test, it's amazing how it really lays out what is needed in retirement. So if you're in post-retirement, say you're already retired, you're already in the game of retirement. You have your income set, but it's not quite right. I'm feeling like I'm on a budget. This will lay that out.
Right. I don't want to harp on stress tests, but if you don't know where you're at, which is what a stress test will tell you, is exactly where you're at, it's impossible to plan forward from there. So getting the financial stress test is the linchpin to kicking off the ability to actually put a real plan together or put real improvements together.
Because one thing I want to dive into is I want to go back to this idea of the retirement blues. I'm in retirement. Kids, get off my lawn, and it's not going well. I did my honey-do list, and now I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing. I was told that retirement's my golden years, and it's not quite there. I don't have enough money to travel. I don't have enough money for this, but I have all this asset in the bank, and I should be fine.
Yeah, and what it comes down to is they didn't have a mental purpose or an idea of how they're going to spend their time. Because just because you have the money or the ability to retire, if you don't have a thought of where you're going, that's where that retirement blues are. That's where I tend to see the most issues.
Yeah, I think it's mentally fit, Manny. Yeah. I think it's being mentally fit. It's getting your bucket list in order. I think it's actually having a clear delineational plan of where you want to go and what you want to do in retirement, not just be retired.
Yeah, I mean, it's the idea of you want to take your retirement seriously. When we hear phrases like, I got this, what are you going to do? I don't know, something, but it will come up. Or what's your plan look like?
Oh, you're in trouble already.
Red alert. Yeah, red alert. You're in trouble.
Yeah. That's why that bucket list, and we talk about this all the time in past shows, and today we're going to talk a lot about it too, but the bucket list is so important.
Is that kicking a dead horse?
Well, I think it's worth kicking
one more time.
Yeah, that's what I was
just to make just sure.
Say.
Just to make sure.
That's right. Because retirees need to know what they're going to be doing, because if they don't know, then they can't put together a good plan that will actually fulfill all the needs and wants that they have in their retirement. So, I mean, it's a very tough thing.
Yeah, and I agree. You've always got to know where you're going and how you're getting there. Now, I do want to take a moment because we are talking about a ton of great stuff today, but I want to take a minute and extend out 4 invitations to all of our listeners. If you are between the ages of 60 and 66 and are looking to learn about Social Security, come see us, the Retirement Factory, live on either Thursday, January 26th or Tuesday, January 31st. I'll be hosting an educational event on Social Security right in Pawtucket. It's going to be an amazing time. You've heard us on the radio. Now you can see us live in person. You just have to call Sherman Peterson at 401-727-2727 to reserve your seat. Remember, space is limited. There's only 4 tickets that we're giving away. So call today at 401-727-2727.
Now, Manny, that's on my bucket list, to come see you live and in charge to talk about Social Security. That's an amazing
thing. Listen, if you haven't seen The Money Man, you haven't lived
yet. You haven't lived life until The Money Man has told you about the chicken parm special. This is how it goes down.
Those Social Security workshops, though, are a good example of how you can tell if someone is starting to take their retirement seriously.
That's right.
That type of mindset is going to keep you out of the retirement blues. And Jay, you talked about the bucket list. The bucket list is one tool, right? That's your day-to-day activities. It's your lifestyle. Very important. But you also have to have things like your cash flow and your retirement income plan in place as well as you got to know what you're doing and who you're doing it with when it comes to your advisors.
Well, I think it's hobbies. But your hobbies can be a part-time job. It can be a hobby job.
Yeah.
I think that's important. We have a lot of retirees that when they're in that pre-retirement and then they've made that transitional mental stage to retirement, they retire, but it's mostly a vacation. It's just time off.
If you don't have your hobbies thought through and laid out, sometimes your hobbies are going to turn into a second job.
Oh, yeah. And that's
you don't know what else to do.
Yeah, that's a slippery
slope. And now you're back
to
work. You might be working part-time 50 hours a week in retirement.
Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to say, is that when you go into, I'm going to work part-time, and then part-time turns into full-time, and then full-time turns into overtime.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not a retirement.
Yep.
But if you keep it a hobby job, I'm going to work, I don't know, at Home Depot, and I'm getting $15 an hour, $11 an hour.
The phrase I like is because you want to, not because you need to.
Because you're giving advice to the young kids that are complaining about, oh my God, I got to get in there. And you're thinking, wow, I got a coffee break?
Yeah, or you need the discount.
Yeah, because you need the discount. Best Buy, because I got to get all these electronics.
Well, what you're talking about is planning. It's making sure that you have a clear thought going through and understanding what's going on. And what I find is that our clients, the ones that have actually thought through, planned their bucket list, planned their hobbies, had a purpose, have the best time in post-retirement. And the ones that have that loosey-goosey idea of what they're going to do or not work with an advisor are the ones that tend to have an issue. So that's where I see that it ends up coming off the rails.
I mean, we have a unique insight into this because between the four of us, we must talk to anywhere from 15 to 20 retirees a week. So we see this all the time. But as a retiree, you only get to retire one time. So even though it's clear to us, it's not always crystal clear to the retiree that's facing it.
Mike, that's a great point. If you actually... think through that
Thanks.
Idea because you get to actually see people retire at least once a day.
Correct.
That's an amazing checklist of understanding that you have to have. And one of the first things that has to be done, every one of our routines is the same, you have to have a financial stress test. If you don't get your financial stress test in line, you're really guessing at what a retirement's going to be. So if you're in your post-retirement years, if you are actually retired already, and it's going great or it's not going great, it doesn't matter. What would be clear to you is an easy-to-read essential report, and it's called a Euclid Financial Stress Test. We are giving 5 of those away today, and, well, actually, we're giving all 5 away. So give us a call, 401-727-2727. Once again, that number is 401-727-2727. Give us a shout.
You're listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. More with Josh Wells and his team coming up next. Keep it right here. It was a Saturday morning. I'm checking my accounts, drinking my coffee, and then that little voice in my head. What on earth are you doing? Why are you trying to be your own financial advisor? You don't know anything about the financial business. You got too much money at stake to do this by yourself. Too many people are counting on you. Sometimes
You got to listen to those voices. So I made the call, called up Josh. Monday, Josh and I met, just the two of us. Came in with my numbers, portfolio, basically everything, and he said, put that away. We didn't talk about what I had. We talked about what kept me up at night. What Karen wants when we retire. I don't want to let her down. We've talked about it for years, but now here it is. We're not ready to retire, but we're ready to be ready. Let's talk. Euclid Financial Services, 866-200-4454. That's 866-200-4454. Or visit euclidfs.com.
So you've worked hard to save and invest your money in your retirement plans, and you enjoy watching them grow. But there's always that fear in the back of your mind that the stock market will collapse like it did in 2008 and at the time you can least afford it. The stock market can be both a blessing and a curse. It is both gracious and hostile. The biggest problem it presents for retirees that it's extremely unpredictable, just when you need your financial life to become predictable. Euclid Financial Services teaches their clients how to practice what they call risk shifting. That's taking the risk associated with the financial markets and the risk that comes with running out of income and move them from your shoulders back onto the shoulders of the financial companies. Just think how much confidence you have in knowing that your retirement accounts will be growing and providing consistent income without the fear of losing money for running out of income throughout retirement. To find out how you can use risk shifting inside of your retirement accounts, just contact Euclid Financial Services, 401-727-2727. Shifting the risk off of your shoulders is easier than you think. 401-727-2727. Again, that's 401-727-2727.
This is The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services.
Welcome back. You are listening to Retirement Factory. We have a very, very fun show. We are talking about post-retirement. And if you're in retirement, that is the 0 to 10-year mark, 0 to 11-year mark of your actual retirement. And what we find is that people sometimes weren't prepared to retire, but they did. And so they have these off moments. And we have a ton of experts in here to talk about this. We have the entire Euclid team here. We have Mikey O with us.
I'm excited.
Jason the Republican.
How we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendez.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Now, we are talking about post-retirement. So those people that are actually already retired, and we are trying to get through what causes a good retirement, a bad retirement, or what is going to happen in your retirement. One of the first things that comes to mind is cash flow. And cash flow is a great way of talking about the three worlds of money. Where did I place all my money for retirement? And was it in the banks? Was it in Wall Street? Or was it in insurance? It should have been spread over all three of these things. If you have money in America, you only have them in three different locations: in the banks, in Wall Street, or in insurance.
And what I think you're talking about, Wellesley, is the mindset, because there's a different mindset from when you're working and when you're not working, right? So when, well, in your working years, you're using the three worlds of money differently than you are when you're retired. And so going into retirement to increase your chances of a better retirement, or avoiding the post-retirement blues, I think we called them, go in with the right mindset. You're no longer a salaried or hourly employee W-2. Now you're your own independent contractor, and there's a lot more responsibility laid on you. Understanding that and having the right mindset will help.
That's right. You know, when Mike, when it comes down to it, the actual working, in your working years, your daily regiment is laid out for you, what you're going to do from...
Yeah, there's a clear track to
exactly
run on.
From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., you're pretty much under the man's thumb.
You get to sleep till 7?
Well, you know what I'm saying. And then when you're not working, when you're in retirement, it's free game now. You get to do whatever you want when you want to do it. But you need to know what you're going to be doing during that time so it doesn't get off track.
And I think what I'm saying to that, Jay, is exactly to that point, is that that comes down to your money too, right? It's not
That's
just
exactly
the,
right.
the wonderful dream of doing whatever you want, whenever you want. You're now also in full control and in charge of and responsible for your entire retirement income.
That's right.
And if you don't have the mindset of that mindset and you think someone's going to hand deliver you a check every Friday, you're in for a rude awakening because it changes at retirement.
Mike, we have a great white page or a booklet downloaded off our website. That is euclidfs.com. That is EUCLID, F as in financial, S as in service.com. Go download that. We have a ton of information on there, and it's a resource that everybody should be logging into daily.
Yes, love the white pages. They're there for a reason. Use them. And not only money, Jay, like we were just talking about being responsible for your own money, budget, income, but your the other big change that sneaks up on retirees that causes a sad retirement, I guess, a bad post-retirement.
A sad retirement?
It could be a sad retirement, is their social life.
Send in the clowns.
Your social life changes. I'm trying to make a serious point.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're over. Go ahead. Try again. Try again.
Hold on. Listening
again. Sorry. Let's try it again.
You've worked at the same, say you've worked at the same corporate job for 40 years. A lot of your friends and social activities revolved around that job. You retire, unexpectedly or not, and your social life, your social circle changes quickly.
Mike, that brings up actually reminds me of Rich. You know, Rich called me a couple weeks back, and you know, I was checking in with him just to find out times to meet up with him for some coffee and, you know, make sure, you know, everything was going okay with his plan and that he understood what was happening. You know, I asked him how his retirement was treating him, and he said something surprising to me. He said, "It's not all that it's cracked up to be," you know, and he went on to tell me that he was bored with his retirement. So I started asking him some questions about his bucket list and what he had put together when we put the plan together. And he said he had started doing some of the things like work on the house, you know, but it became much too difficult for him to keep up with. So he ended up having to have it hired done. So there wasn't as much for him to do now, you know. So I was asking about the other things that he had on his bucket list, like the volunteering that he had talked about and spending more time with his grandkids and doing some travel. And when it came down to it, Rich had just forgotten what his retirement was supposed to look like, realized he had a lot of things that he was interested in doing. And I talked to him just a couple days ago. Actually, he has gotten involved with his local church. He's helping out at the food pantry. He's got a couple days that he's doing some stuff there. Actually inspired him to do more things off of his bucket list. Like he's got a trip planned to go down to Georgia and see his daughter. So if you are concerned about how your post-retirement is going to look like, give us a call here at Euclid Financial Services at 401-727-2727. Again, that's 401-727-2727. We're here to help you get to and through your entire retirement.
Now, he's actually taking a step farther here. He's in his retirement. He's decided that he's going to start doing some good work here. And he's now starting to be a volunteer at his church and be more involved, more of a senior member.
Yeah, absolutely. He's taking more of a active role in the community so he can – so because he doesn't want to be the one that's sitting at home all the time. He wants to be out and active.
In the beginning of your story, what instantly triggered in my mind is – the reason behind what we do here at Euclid Financial Services for our clients, which is constantly having the events and the different things that we do for our clients, whether it's the dinner cruises or the mystery dinners and all those different things too. In fact, let's give away four tickets right now to two upcoming Euclid events. If you're between the ages of 60 and 66 and are looking to learn about Social Security, come see the Retirement Factory on either Thursday, January 26th or Tuesday, January 31st. We'll be hosting an educational event on Social Security right here in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. It's going to be an amazing time. You've heard us on the radio. Now you can come see us live and in person. Call Sherman Peterson for tickets at 401-727-2727 to reserve your seat. Remember, seats are limited, so call today for your tickets, 401-727-2727.
Now, Mikey, in there, we were talking about income. So how do you get your income consistent? How do you make sure that you have the right income when you're actually in a post-retirement stance? So I'm already have my retirements, my pensions are turned on, my IRAs are kicking out, I'm withdrawing from my savings, but maybe I don't quite have enough and I'm trickling into my credit cards because I don't want to touch my cash reserves.
Yeah.
It's a cash flow issue, but it's actually affecting my income. Is that what we're...
Yeah, because I mean, when you say consistency... It's consistency doesn't mean to me that you're just getting a deposit or you're getting a withdrawal every week or month, right? Consistency to me would be something that is structured, guaranteed. Maybe it's designed to last your lifetime and you know exactly why and how much you're taking out versus just willy-nilly making withdrawals and then ending up in your situation.
Yeah, you have time frames on it. You know exactly where it's going to be. It's an easy thought. I know it's coming in. That's why people love Social Security and they turn it on and it's the same thing over and over and over again. And they fit to a certain level of, income or budgeting.
Yeah, well, you're talking about, do I want a surprise or not having a surprise while I'm in retirement, especially when it comes to income. And Social Security is definitely a good way to help ease that. But when it comes to having surprises, there are definitely some certain things that are great to be surprised at. And then but when it comes to whether or not your monthly income is a surprise, that's one I definitely want to live without. And now Judy and John felt the same way. I had actually met with them last week. And when Judy came in, the first thing she said was, you know, I'm afraid to open my statements. I feel like instead of making any money or being able to take money out, I'm actually going to lose it. And now I could tell she was extremely anxious about this, that this was something that had been bothering her for a while. And so I said, Judy, you know, it's going to be okay. We're going to go through this process together. We're going to just take an audit or an inventory of all your accounts so we know exactly what you own, how it works. So this way we can then evaluate whether or not it's right for you and whether or not we should change it. Does that sound like something that would make your life easier? Absolutely. I don't want to have to worry about my money. I want to know it's working for me. So after we went through the process, she was able to relax because she knew she didn't have to be anxious about her accounts anymore. We were able to organize them in a way that made sense. She knew which ones were going to be there for her to generate her income, and she knew which ones were going to be there to actually grow for her. So it wasn't a surprise anymore. It was great to know that she trusted the process and the partnership that she had with us so she could focus more on what was important in her life and worry less about how she was going to pay for it. You got everyone out there deserves the same feeling of partnership as Judy, but the only way to get it is you have to call us now at 401-727-2727. Let myself and the team at Euclid Financial get you to and through your entire retirement. That's 401-727-2727.
Manny, when you were talking about Judy, I love the statement because I hear it all the time. It just echoes with me. I was afraid to open this. Oh, do I really need to open these statements? And it was what she's really saying is, I don't want to open this statement because I don't know what the heck's in it. Right. When I read it, it's Greek to me. Why do they send them to me? I want them. I have to have them, but I don't know what the heck they say. I love that that statement was in there because that's
and it happens
that
more often than not. Yeah.
Oh, it's awful, especially when you're actually in retirement.
It's retirement alligator arms. You know, like the the Geico commercial where the alligator doesn't want to pay for the bill. You know, but it's just the same idea of you're just a little bit skittish or nervous about when and how to take money out of whatever account it may be. And alligator arms are not a good thing, Manny.
No.
Yeah. And I actually see the same story, but I see it a little different direction of that she might not be afraid of where to take the money or how to take money. I'm not sure that she looks at it and says, okay, I actually understand where my money is sitting.
Yeah.
I think alligator arms still applies here.
Yep.
But I love that you have a different perspective on that because you've heard the statement and it still stands the same.
Yeah, because I'm tying it back into when you're talking about post-retirement not being as beautiful as you want it to be, it can be that's a red flag that you're headed that way or you're already there.
Yeah, one thing that would have helped Judy out is a financial stress test. So we are giving away 4 financial stress tests. We have 4 left. You have to call, be the first on your block, and get them all done here. A financial stress test or a Euclid financial stress test is actually a tool that's extremely easy to read. It's straightforward. It's not one of those, 25-page binders that you don't have a clue what it says, just like Judy's afraid of. It literally tells you exactly where your money is, what's it doing, what is working efficiently and what is not. It tells you how much you're paying in brokerage fees, how much you are actually retaining, because everybody thinks they're making 10%. Oh, I'm making 10%. I don't have to worry about this. I'm making 8%. No, that's what your statement's saying, but you actually calculating it out, you're actually making 2. And so you think you should be richer than you are, or you're frustrated with the market. A financial stress test basically tells you why you're frustrated, and now the frustration goes down, and now you can fix it, repair it, or be happy with it. But you got to get a financial stress test. Call Euclid Financial Services. The phone's sitting right next to you. I'm staring at it. Pick it up. Call us, 401-727-2727. Once again, that's Euclid Financial Services, 401-727-2727. 727-2727. We're giving away 4 free financial stress tests. Be the first on your block to have one with your name on it. 401-727-2727.
You are listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. More with Josh Wells and his team. Stay tuned.
I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing it all. When the red, red robin comes, ba 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 la la.
Do you know that you have 7 seconds to make a first impression, and what you wear says everything about who you are? I'm Cheryl Pettirudi, and I can outfit you with a personal wardrobe that is not going to break the bank. The perfect clothes build character, and the character they build goes by your name, not some fancy designers you can't pronounce. No one should wear what everyone else is wearing, because at every turn, the only one you should wear is you. Call me at 401-241-4111 to set up your free consultation.
If you're 55 to 70, retired, or getting ready to retire, and concerned about your retirement income, call me, Josh Wells, at Euclid Financial Services. My team and I specialize in long-term distribution of funds that will be guaranteed for life. Whether you have a pension, Social Security, IRA, or any other savings, let us help you so you don't outlive your money. Call Euclid at 401-727-2727 for a free consultation. That's 727-2727, or go online at euclidfs.com.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
Welcome back to The Retirement Factory with Josh Wells, Mikey O. O'Sullivan, Jason the Republican Wells, and Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Welcome back. You're listening to Retirement Factory. We have an amazing show going on. We are talking about the post-retirement years, and those are the years that you've actually already retired. You're in them, and America is having a problem with these. We have all the retirees that have retired between the ages, or the time frame, right, of 2003 and 2009. They are saying that they're having a tough retirement, and it's for a lot of different reasons. Some of it comes down to that they were forced into retirement. It was a surprise, and then they went back to work, and it didn't work out. They also are having some problems with cash flow. They're having problems with their bucket list. We have to talk about all these things. We have all the experts all the time, and we are talking about the team from Euclid Financial Services. We have Mikey O with us.
I'm excited.
Jason the Republican.
How are we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Now, back to the post-retirement people. We are talking about guys that are in retirement, people that are in retirement now, and maybe they're not having a good go of it. Maybe it's not their golden years. Maybe they aren't walking the wall of China. Maybe they aren't walking the Grand Canyon. Take a donkey.
Bucket list, yeah.
They aren't going through all these things, and they have to. But one of the biggest things that we're going to run into is maybe it's the retirement life cycle. It's the go-go years weren't so go-go for them.
Yeah, in working with baby boomers and retirees for the past 15 years, we've seen this. Unfortunately, the retirement dream sometimes can become a retirement nightmare. And so some of the things we're going to be talking about here today are how to avoid that nightmare, how to prepare to avoid that nightmare, and if you're beginning to feel that you're already in that nightmare, how to get out of it.
Yeah, exactly. And part of that comes down to what Josh was starting to talk about before, whereas just knowing what your retirement life cycle is. Are you in your go-go years? Are you in your slow-go years? Or are you in your no-go years? And how do you plan for them? Because without that plan, your post-retirement can get a little bluesy.
Manny, I like that. My favorite one to talk about is the go-go years. I think that's where it really starts taking off.
That's right,
coming
Jay,
off the rails is because they just don't get there when they need it. So
yeah, Jay, one of the things that we have to get on here is cash flow. cash flow, you have to incorporate the three worlds of money. So you have to talk about banking, you have to talk about Wall Street, and you have to talk about insurance. These are not dirty words. If you have money in the United States, you have them in these places already.
That's
but
right.
Maybe you don't know where it's supposed to be, and that's part of
definitely
the
one of my favorite subjects.
It's almost like Jay, you and Josh are both in my head, because for me, it happens. The post-retirement blues happen right away in the go-go years. And they especially happen if you don't have an understanding of your financial plan or your cash flow, like Josh was saying. Immediately, when I see retirees that don't have a retirement plan that retire, surprise or not, if they don't have a financial plan, they freeze up or seize up, and retirement becomes awful quickly.
Yeah, and you mentioned that it happens in the go-go years. What you're really saying is that if once you get into the go-go years without a plan, you can end up in your slow-go years real quick, because now you don't have that motivation to do what you want to do, or you're afraid of what's going to actually happen when you start to draw money or spend money, and you just get paranoid or afraid of being able to move on. And that's definitely a scary place to be. Now, to learn more about the post-retirement topics that we're talking about today, you want to go to the Euclid website. That's euclidfs.com. That's EUCLID, F as in financial, S as in service, and you can get you onto the right path of what's going on today.
If you're at a place before you get to crisis, before you get to my retirement's just awful, or I'm getting into this weird bluesy place, right? I'm getting into this maybe it's not quite right place. Talking to an advisor is definitely the way to go.
Sometimes you can do all the right things for your retirement, whether it's planning or preparing for, or once you're in retirement. But every once in a while, and unfortunately we see this, is we see the other side, is that life gets in the way and things happen. And sometimes it isn't pretty, and my role as an advisor can be a lot more than just the numbers. We had a longtime client who had a very unfortunate thing happen, but she's not alone in this experience. She was retired for only 6 months when her spouse of 35 years got sick and passed away suddenly. Nobody could be ready for this, and Barbara fell into a dark place, and she didn't know how to get out of it and get her life back on track. When we sat down, she told me she was having a hard time, and she asked me if I had any ideas to get her to a better place. You know, our conversation wasn't an easy one at the start. But by the end, I gave her an idea to try. We invited her to one of our client events that we had in Providence. It was a murder mystery dinner where the room was full of other retirees. And I love that we do these because, you know, I've seen so many new friendships come out of these events that we do. And our clients, they have a great time. And that night, she met a few of our advocates and they hit it off. And this is what I'm talking about when I say my role as advisor is much more than just numbers. We're truly invested in our clients' lives and are willing to do whatever it takes to make the retirement dream come true. Pick up the phone and call us today, 401-727-2727. Again, that's 401-727-2727.
Now, Mike, I love that Barbara was able to get involved in one of our events. We have all kinds of different ones that are going on, social events and educational workshops. And unfortunately, you can't always plan for a personal risk, which is basically what Barbara went through.
That's right.
But a way to know how to at least handle it and be prepared for it is to definitely come to one of our educational workshops. We have one coming up on Thursday, January 26th, and one on Tuesday, January 31st. So come out, see the Retirement Factory. You've listened to us on the radio. Now you can see us in person. We're going to be right in Pawtucket talking about Social Security and how all the different risks tie together. Now, we've got 4 tickets available for this, so you just have to call Sherman Peterson at 401-727-2727 to reserve your seat. Now, remember, the space is limited. There are only 4 available, so you've got to call now at 401-727-2727.
Now, planning through this problem, when you talk about post-retirement or you're in your retirement years, some of the signs of having a tougher time, and that it might be because of a change of life, you lost a spouse, or maybe you're going through a divorce. This could be the reason. It doesn't always have to be that you retired in a difficult position, but you became in a difficult position in retirement. That is a good reason to give us a call and actually start working through, well, some of these changes of life.
Yep.
And some of those change your hobbies. Some of those change your bucket list. Some of those change your direction, which changes your income.
Yeah, and typically what we've found through talking with our clients and watching them go through some of these same struggles is that the reason why they got into that blues state or the retirement blues was they didn't change their outlook from when they were working to when they became retired. And so they spent those first 5 or 10 years, you know, kind of struggling with this new change rather than being prepared for it. But the good news is you don't have to stress over it. You can actually change it now and get things back on track again.
Right. I think where a lot of financial advisors miss the point when it comes to retirement planning is that we see and deal with this every single day. And here at Euclid, we focus in on these other aspects other than the numbers, which have a tremendous impact on our clients' lives.
Yeah. Well, one of the big things that that keep coming up is that I don't have everything that I want. And it could be that my bills are overpaid or that I'm not getting a rate of return that I'm looking for, or the stock market might be crashing, or I have a fixed annuity, or my CD is not paying enough. These are very common concerns. And the only thing that will tell you what the value proposition or how much you're actually holding on to is a financial stress test. Now, we're giving away two. We have two financial stress tests left. We're giving away two free Euclid financial stress tests. You have to call today, though, to get it. So 401-727-2727. When you call, ask for the financial stress test, and what you're going to find out is that it's a world of opportunity in retirement. It's actually a real easy document to read. You can take it with you and put it on your bookshelf, hang it on your refrigerator, show your friends, tell your family. We'll autograph it for you. You'll have everything you need. But come and get it, in all honesty, because it tells you how efficient your portfolios are. It tells you if you're overpaying for your stocks, bonds, mutual funds. It tells you how close you are to actually getting a rate of return that you believe you're getting. It tells you all kinds of great information that you need for your retirement. It doesn't tell you a lot of fluff, and it's not a hard document to read. It's actually perfect. 401-727-2727. Once again, that's 401-727-2727.
You are listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. More with Josh Wells and his team. Stay tuned. Living a life of illusion.
It was a Saturday morning. I'm checking my accounts, drinking my coffee. And then that little voice in my head.
What on earth are you doing? Why are you trying to be your own financial advisor? You don't know anything about the financial business. You got too much money at stake to do this by yourself. Too many people are counting on you.
Sometimes, you gotta listen to those voices.
So I made the call, called up Josh. Monday, Josh and I met, just the two of us. Came in with my numbers, portfolio, basically everything, and he said, put that away. We didn't talk about what I had. We talked about what kept me up at night. What Karen wants when we retire. I don't want to let her down. We've talked about it for years, but now here it is. We're not ready to retire, but we're ready to be ready.
Let's talk. Euclid Financial Services. 401-727-2727. That's 401-727-2727. Or visit euclidfs.com.
If you're 55 to 70, retired, or getting ready to retire, and concerned about your retirement income, call me, Josh Wells, at Euclid Financial Services. My team and I specialize in long-term distribution of funds that will be guaranteed for life. Whether you have a pension, Social Security, IRA, or any other savings, let us help you so you don't outlive your money. Call Euclid at 401-727-2727 for a free consultation. That's 727-2727, or go online at euclidfs.com.
Welcome back to The Retirement Factory with Josh Wells, Mikey O. O'Sullivan, Jason the Republican Wells, and Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Welcome back. You are listening to Retirement Factory. We have a great show going on. We are talking about post-retirement. If you're not familiar with post-retirement, it is you are already in retirement, and maybe it's not quite the golden years you were promised. It's not exactly what you wanted. Maybe you were surprised into it. Maybe you were offered up a job that didn't work out. Maybe you actually chose to retire, but you didn't quite have all of your bucket list together. Maybe you didn't have all of your cash flow thought out. Or maybe, well, it just didn't work out. Or we lost a spouse, we lost something, our life changed. All these things happen. We're talking about them on this show. Tune up the radio. Make sure that you understand what's going on. We have all the experts here. We have Mikey O with us today.
I'm excited.
Jason the Republican.
How we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendez.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Now, when we talk about the post-retirement years, we have to, well, keep in mind that we've talked about the three worlds of money. We've talked about bucket lists. We've talked about, incomes and all this good stuff. But I really think we have to dig into, cash flow, because cash flow is where, you got to talk about your income, because is my RMD right? Is my Social Security in there? These kind of things.
That's right. Josh, we're talking turkey now. So let's go with this. And when it comes down to cash flow,
I love gravy. A good turkey talk.
That's right. When it comes to cash flow, when you're in your working years, your cash flow is your actual wages that you're earning. Now, when you're in retirement, you literally have to decide which one you're going to do, how you're going to make your income come to you. So it can be kind of a surprise to new ones, to new retirees and everything. If you want more information on this subject, go to our website, euclidfs.com. That's EUCLID, F as in financial, S as in service.com.
Jay, you brought up exactly what I was thinking when we were talking about cash flow, and you brought up the word wages. For a typical retiree, once you retire and you're in your post-retirement years, it's your first foray into being a 1099 earner versus a W-2 wage earner, or salaried or hourly employee, if you want to put it that way. And understanding what that means and the pros and cons of that are a big component of having a good, solid, happy retirement.
These are never questions about responsibility. It's an amazing conversation. And so we have to figure out, are you guaranteeing it? Is it Wall Street, or is it insurance that's actually going to pay you? Because there's only one of the two that can.
That's right, Josh. I love this topic. I love talking about income, making sure people actually know what their income is going to be in the actual retirement plan. And a key tool to that is Social Security. And if you're looking to have a portion of your income in the three worlds of money, this is an insurance part.
It's funded
by the federal. It's guaranteed to you on a monthly basis when you do trigger it. I love Social Security. I love the tool that it actually is for Social Security. One of the things that I see when it comes to post-retirement, though, for Social Security is that retirees start relying on it more and more as their overall income instead of using it for what it was designed for, and that was just a portion of their income.
Right. That's a good point, Jay. Sometimes Social Security is used for the wrong reasons. But when you were talking about Social Security, what you brought to mind for me is talking about retirement and income. To me, they're interchangeable, right? In my opinion, you can't have a retirement without an income. Right? Just because you have assets is not a retirement plan. And you brought up Social Security, which brought to my mind like corporate pensions, right? So if you're one of the things you want to do if you're in post-retirement is understand exactly what that means. It brings me back to one of my last points talking about now you're 1099. You need to understand your taxes on that.
Yep.
And one of the reasons Social Security is misused is that people misunderstand the taxation of it.
Oh, that's a huge
as well point. As sometimes misunderstanding the taxation of their corporate pensions as well.
Well, and the other trap or pitfall that I see people tend to fall into is they're relying on their Wall Street accounts, their brokerage accounts, their stocks, their dividends, things like that for income, which is great to supplement. But when you're relying on that on your everyday income, it's not guaranteed. It can fluctuate with the market. The company can decide not to pay it. Or worse, we get hit a market correction and now you've watched 30% of your wealth disappear.
Market corrections cause alligator arms.
Oh, absolutely.
It'll make someone freeze up and not want to continue the distributions they were doing. Now you're heading right into a blue retirement.
Exactly. Now, in order to figure out whether or not you've got Social Security, stock market accounts, or even corporate benefits lined up correctly, the easiest way to figure that out, come visit us at one of our educational workshops. I want to give away 4 tickets to the next one coming up. We got 2 dates you can pick from, either Thursday, January 26th or Tuesday, January 31st. You can actually come see the Retirement Factory. We're going to be talking money, Social Security, you name it, anything to do with retirement to get you to and through will be there. Now we're going to be right in Pawtucket. It's going to be an amazing time. You hear us all the time on the radio. Now come see us live in person. You have to call Sherman Peterson, though, at 401-727-2727 to reserve your seat. Remember, there's only 4 tickets left, so you have to call today at 401-727-2727.
Now, Manny, those events are very fun. I mean, especially I know that the Retirement Factor, we have a great time on this show. But taking retirement very, very seriously is what we do professionally. And going to a Social Security event or workshop for us is an amazing time. You'll get a ton of information. It's different than a lot of the others because we actually want to interact with you, and we actually give you the information in English so that it's usable when you walk out the door,
which is a great thing. What else is great about those, Josh, not to cut you off, but I want to get it in, is that our events are run by different advisors at different times.
Oh, 100%.
So you're going to get different perspectives and different angles and different presentations each time.
I love your autograph book.
Yeah, bring your autograph book.
Yeah,
yeah. Remember, you know, after your fourth seminar, you get the fifth one free.
That is an awful, awful. Okay, we're getting back to the show. I'm done talking to you guys for a minute. So now I want to get back to guarantee, non-guarantee income. It is something that is really important, because if I have a stock market account, or I'm going to live off dividends or whatever.
Or a bond ladder, or however crazy you want to get. Yeah.
It fluctuates. I have a small pension and I have a Social Security coming in, and my bond ladder or my structure.
Yep, your dividends or whatever.
Literally
it is.
Fluctuates, yep. Changing my anxiety, my stress as I get older.
Right. Well, some people use the word guaranteed the wrong way, right? Manny, you must see this all the time, where I have a large stock portfolio. My income is guaranteed. Well, no, your income's not guaranteed, and that's not my opinion. That's the Webster definition of guaranteed is not the same as maybe. Oh,
absolutely. Well, what it comes down to is all of these things we're talking about are tools in your retirement portfolio to generate income. The key is understanding what's the result from them and which ones are the ones that you can rely on day in and day out, and which ones are the ones that you're just going to use for that rainy day. And that's the key when it comes to your income. Is it guaranteed? Is it not guaranteed? And which ones do what, and how do they fit?
Yeah. Now, guys, it's been a great show. We absolutely love this topic. If you are a post-retiree, if you're someone in retirement right now and you're looking for a little bit of help, call us. Don't get alligator arms on us right now. Reach down, grab that phone, dial it, 401-727-2727. It is amazing to watch the stress lift off your body once you actually have a true plan. If that plan wasn't there when you first started, or that plan changed in the middle, it's not too late to fix it and get yourself back on track. Because if you're shaking your fist, kids, get off my lawn, that's not a great place. That's not your golden years. But I want to praise all the listeners out there. I want to say thank you. Keep calling us. We have retirement mugs. We have the travel mugs. Call us. We'll get them out to you. We love you guys. Thank you. Keep turning us in. We will talk to you next week. Love you.
You've been listening to The Retirement Factory. Call Euclid Financial Services today at 401-727-2727. That's 401-727-2727. Information provided during The Retirement Factory is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
If you're 55 to 70, retired, or getting ready to retire, and concerned about your retirement income, call me, Josh Wells, at Euclid Financial Services. My team and I specialize in long-term distribution of funds that will be guaranteed for life. Whether you have a pension, Social Security, IRA, or any other savings, let us help you so you don't outlive your money. Call Euclid at 401-727-2727 for a free consultation. That's 727-2727. Or go online at euclidfs.com.